here.
Oh, you broke it. Somebody broke it. My
phone. Oh, I did it.
False start. Let's try that again.
Here.
Almost dead. From a very spooky corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's a very special Halloween episode of The Nate Darling Show, featuring Larry Slasher Mead and Mel the Ice Pack Gelbart. And now, from one end of a dollar store coffin, here's Nate.
Good evening.
I love that intro.
That was like super special for Halloween.
I know. I had a little work done. And what's awesome is we had a little Halloween gremlins in there messing it up at the beginning. I'm leaving that in, by the way, I think.
It was spooky.
Yeah, I was like, what? I know it's not really a super Halloween-y song to start, but hey, Ghostbusters.
I have a Ghostbusters shirt, and it glows in the dark. The white part and the ghost is awesome.
The shirt I'm wearing is one of those ones that when you go out in the sun, it changes colors,
Nice.
It's got my skeletons on it.
Ooh, that's scary.
It's from OU.
Aw, go Bobcat.
Yay.
And welcome, everybody, to our listeners back for the Halloween. It's a very special Halloween episode, but no one's getting cancer and no one's getting pregnant, so I don't know how special
what?
It is.
Now I get it.
Any TV show, it's a very special blossom.
She loses her virginity for the fourth time.
Yeah, there you go.
Or I have a friend that's being abused by their parents.
Oh.
Yeah, none of that's happening tonight. It's the Halloween show. Thank you, everybody, for spreading the word about the show. We are now, are you ready for this, guys?
I'm ready.
Over 2,300 downloads.
Wow. Woo!
So we had a good week. We are up every week. So thank you again. And please continue to spread the good word about the Nate Darling Show.
If we get enough fans, I'll post my bare breasts on the website.
Ew. No, she won't.
No, I won't.
No, we're not putting that on the website.
We should get one of those McDonald's signs that says how many people served. Like billions and billions.
Well, okay, let's be fair here. We have 2,300 over
the pretty big deal.
It's nice, but it's just the start. So we want to keep growing. So please keep telling your friends about us. Go if you're listening to the show, go ahead and post on Facebook or Twitter, "Hey, I'm listening to the Nate Darling Show" at natedarlingshow.com.
Yeah.
So that other people can enjoy the mirth and merriment that we bring.
You said mirth.
I did.
And merriment.
I know, and it's not even the Christmas season, although you wouldn't know it by going to the store.
No, if you go to Nordstrom, they have signs up that say, "We believe that holidays should be celebrated during holiday time. You won't see decorations till after Thanksgiving." Love it.
Well, it's good to know, since
wow.
I'm not going to Nordstrom. Oh, but
they have such good shoes. Sorry, they do. And not Nordstrom Rack, the real Nordstrom.
So, yes, and wanted to mention the website, natedarlingshow.com. Go there. We've got a few new things on the website now. We have a new banner at the top with each of our heads on it from our photo shoot last week.
Which is really cool.
We
should get bobbleheads made. Those aren't expensive, right?
No. No, not at all. We've got that. We've got, if you go to our links section on the side of the page, you can check out our sponsor, Huge Entertainment.
H-U-G.
Entertainment. And there's a link there. You can check out all the stuff that they do, from DJing to light shows to all sorts of party stuff. All over Northern California and Nevada. This is kind of cool too, because this is going to play right into what we're doing tonight. This is a Halloween episode. We're going to be doing a lot of horror movie trailers, and there's a link to our YouTube page. We have a YouTube page
now. That's fun.
We do?
I've been busy. We have a YouTube page now. Then if you click,
cannot be trusted. You're always getting into trouble behind our back.
And if you click on the YouTube page link, all of the trailers that we will be playing tonight on the show, the actual trailer with the video is going to be right there, so you don't have to go looking around for it.
Awesome.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, so we're going to be, anytime when we talk about stuff, videos and things like that are on YouTube, that's where you can go to find it. So it's right at natedarlingshow.com. So that is excellent. Thank you, everybody. And we have, instead of questions, we actually have a really nice listener email this time, and it's not questions.
Oh, it's fun.
It's from Eric in Portland, Oregon.
Hi, Eric.
Hello, Eric. And Eric writes, "I just came across your podcast a few weeks ago. I am hopelessly addicted. It's tons of fun."
So aww.
That's the type of stuff we'd like to hear. "Mel is such a badass.
Hells yeah.
While Larry is perfect with his comments all the time."
Aww. I like this dude a lot.
So
yeah, I think there's a crush going on there. All the time. "And Nate, Well, you keep it all going so it's fun and lively.
You're like daddy.
I'm the bus driver, yo.
You said daddy.
Thanks for the laughs during my work day. So, Eric in Portland, you are very welcome, sir.
Read the next part. That's the best part.
Oh, should I?
Yeah, you should.
He has a special PS for Larry. It's in, I don't know, it's in parentheses, so it seems kind of private.
It's okay. It's gay code. That's like a gay, like, fun way to say something.
And it's just...
And they're called parentheses.
There's got to be tons of guys in Portland named Eric. Mm. But P.S., Larry, if you're ever in Portland and want to be scandalous, hit me up. Wink.
Hell yeah, Eric.
Eric, you are amazing.
Right?
I can show you a good time, so... Thanks, Eric. We actually have a few listeners in Portland. We've had a few little dots on the map from up there, and Eric is one of them. So thank you for listening.
Eric, I will show you my appreciation.
Oh, Lord. Here we go. Here we go.
It's important to connect to our listeners.
That's right.
Well, there's connecting, and then there's connecting on a deeper level.
Deeper level.
So I just want to say that Eric and I are now engaged.
What are you, lesbians? Yes. That's very quick, Larry. Come on.
And they've already moved in together.
Aw. Wow.
We've adopted 2 Greyhounds.
And bought a Subaru.
Yes.
Hi, lesbians. I know we've got lesbian listeners because I have friends who are lesbians who are listening.
Ew, lesbians. I'm kidding. I love you, lesbians. Aww.
By the way,
play softball with lesbians.
Well, of course. Most people who play softball do. That's kind of how it goes.
It's true. It's not like field hockey. Although I was at a UC Davis soccer game this weekend, and the field hockey team was there, and the field hockey team was... very, very disappointingly not butch. There was only one, like, lesbian on it. My friend and I, who was a lesbian.
It seems like that's not that uncommon. Usually I tend to find field hockey girls tend to be kind of hot.
No, field hockey's like the butchiest sport there is.
Softball.
I don't know. If you have an opinion about which is the butchiest sport, please let us know. Email us.
You can email us at natedarlingshow@rocketmail.com, and our email address is also on our webpage in each of the postings, so... If you forget what it is by listening, you can just go to natedarlingshow.com and pull up. Have I said the website enough now?
No, what is it?
natedarlingshow.com.
Oh, thanks.
It's awesome. You can also find us on iTunes, but you probably already did. Let's move on with our Halloween scariness.
Oh, I'm scared.
How could you not be? It's organ music.
Ooh.
It's either horror or there's some sort of church proceeding going on. Either way, it's scary. Ooh.
I want to learn how to play the organ.
Well, I think Eric in Portland can help you with that,
Larry.
Yeah,
I could. Hey, Eric.
We went back
there. Hey, boo.
All right, let's discuss Halloween. Let's start out with our favorite Halloween candy. Larry, what is your favorite Halloween candy?
This is so easy. Candy corn. It's amazing. I could literally eat 20 billion pounds. I'm not eating any, which is sad. But, oh, and the best kind, if you're ever in Northern California, you have to go to the Jelly Belly factory. It's in Vacaville. Because they have a jelly bean bar where you can have as much as you want. And their candy corn is the world's best candy corn.
It's actually in Fairfield, but...
Same thing.
Close enough.
Candy corn is so good. And not, I don't like the candy corn with the chocolate on the bottom. It has to be the original candy corn. And I also am a fan of those, like, pumpkin things. All it is honey and sugar. Mm.
Okay, Larry, and what is your least favorite Halloween candy?
Oh, my least favorite?
Least favorite. Or do you have a least favorite? You don't have
that
one.
Well, when I was a kid, do you know what my least favorite was? That peanut butter nougat thing that's like in the orange and black wrappers. I always thought that was stupid. Ooh, and I don't like Almond Joy or Mountains.
Oh, me either.
I'm very strong on this.
Yeah. I'm not a coconut guy.
No, gross.
Mel, let's start with you. Let's start with your least favorite Halloween candy.
I hate candy corn.
Yeah,
are you
up top.
It's so gross.
You are un-American. It's so good.
I actually emailed Nate earlier this week about how disgusting candy corn is. I'm not making it up just to
really?
Play with you.
You don't like it? Smells good.
No, it doesn't.
Everything
it's
about
only
it
available
disgusts
at
me.
Halloween time.
Yeah, but it's there's a reason for that. It's because no one wants it.
No, because it's so good.
I hate candy corn, and I hate all that like lame candy. People that give out lollipops and. Garbage. I want real chocolate candy.
And Smarties. Garbage.
I hate freaking Smarties. What a waste.
Oh, see, I love. I like sugar candy more than chocolate candy. Oh.
Yeah, that's fair.
Ugh.
But I'm with you on the candy.
How do you
corn.
Feel about like Airheads?
That's junk. It's like I want my money's worth. I went to the trouble of putting on a fucking costume. Give me my money's worth.
I bet you were an amazingly fun kid trick or treating.
Dude, I took that shit serious.
And what's your favorite Halloween candy?
Chocolate, Snickers, and Kit Kats, and yeah.
See, we would have been good friends because we could have traded.
Totally could have traded. My least favorite I agree with you, it's candy corn.
I don't understand you people.
It's disgusting. It's,
I bet you Eric loves candy corn.
Okay.
Eric, let us know.
Why don't you and Eric just go in a tree and live happily ever after?
With your candy corn.
With your candy corn.
We're going to make rainbow candy corn for our wedding. That would actually be pretty awesome.
We and my favorite Halloween candy is, I think it has to be a Kit Kat. I love Kit Kat.
Really?
So do I.
I feel like there's nothing to a Kit Kat.
Oh, but there's everything to a Kit Kat.
You've Wouldn't got you rather have like a Butterfinger?
No.
No. Butterfinger gets caught in your teeth, man, like in your molars.
My Kit Kats are like, that's a process. I eat all the chocolate all the way around, and I eat the top layer off, then I pull the second layer off, then I take the bottom off, and I lick all the chocolate off, and then I eat the final wafer by itself.
Now, if you take out Kit Kat and add in the person she just killed, then we've got a Halloween show.
Jeffrey Dahmer. Ooh, we would all make. We should go trick or treating because you guys can have. I mean, I don't dislike Kit Kats, but there's. I don't like chocolate all that much, so there's not much else in Kit Kat besides the crunchy thing.
Yeah, well, it's the whole. That's the whole thing. That's the texture to it.
Have you had the crispy? I don't know what it is. It's like Kit Kat, but it has peanut butter and caramel in it. It's like a Snickers version of it.
Yeah, I'm not a huge caramel guy.
Though I like the, remember the Whatchamacallits?
Yeah, those are awesome.
Good. Oh, I love those.
I like Babe Ruth.
You mean Baby Ruth?
Yeah, like Baby Ruth, and I also like the crispy one that has all the caramel in the middle. That's good. I like caramel. It's part of the reason I love Argentina, because for dessert, you just get bowls of caramel.
What?
All you eat. And if you say dulce de leche, it sounds so much more informed than just like a bowl of caramel. Literally, they'll bring out a bowl of caramel, and all these bitches sit there and eat it. So good. I'm not going to lie. It's why I went back to Argentina for a second time.
That is the creepiest thing I've ever heard.
Right? You've never had like dulce de leche? It's so good.
No. let me bring you a bowl of a bowl of caramel.
It's so good.
Well, we eat fondue here, and it's just a bowl of melted chocolate.
Do you like fondue? Delicious. You like fondue?
I only like chocolate fondue because, well, I don't have a lot of fondue experience. We had it as a kid because I grew up in that era, unfortunately. But the melting pot is my only adult fondue experience, and I find they put alcohol in everything, and I don't like alcohol in my food.
Oh.
I don't want beer or wine in my stuff.
Because it makes Mel crazy. Like she
makes me want to kill.
Don't kill.
Makes my head spin around.
Oh, I love this music. It's the...
Kill.
That's not Jason.
I know, but that's all I know.
It's the music from Halloween.
Michael Myers, right.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes. This would be a really good dance piece.
like a performance dance piece?
There's so many good backbeats.
It works. It works well that way.
Choreography, just saying.
So while we have some Halloween music, Larry, what's the best Halloween costume you've ever had?
Oh, this is difficult. Okay, I think my favorite Halloween costume I've ever had was actually last year. I went as a Golden Buddha.
Oh, I remember that.
And it was amazing. Like, I literally stopped traffic. It sounds kind of lame, but when you see it, I was head to toe in gold, and I look like a happy Buddha. And all these Asian people kept coming up to me and rubbing my belly. And I was in like 8 billion people's photographs for Halloween. I'm not even joking. I got requests to come to like family holiday celebrations because I look like a Buddha. It was awesome.
That is pretty
so
awesome.
So I had to, out of all time, I think that's my favorite. Although my Halloween costume for this year is going to be pretty amazing. I'm not going to say what it is yet, but it's amazing.
Mel, what's your best Halloween costume?
You know, oddly, I don't have a very good recollection of a lot of my Halloween costumes. I don't think it was a prominent part of my life growing up.
Right.
But a couple years, maybe 8 years ago, I did a very simple costume that had a really great, was greatly received by the public. I went as a male flasher.
Okay.
And so I was wearing, like, men's shoes and socks and a men's shirt and tie and a men's trench coat. And then underneath that, I had on men's boxers that I had sewn a handmade giant erect cock into.
Oh, my.
Oh, there we go.
And then when I flashed, you literally, it looked very realistic.
That's funny. I like that.
And of course, you know, I was even more flexible then. I'm fairly flexible.
You're very
bendy. So I had pictures of me sucking my own cough with my foot behind my head.
Oh, goodness. Yes.
It was pretty awesome.
I thought we were done.
I'm sorry. We were done with that sort of thing last week.
Goodness.
But I really like my costume this year, and I thought it was hilarious. So, and people liked it at the party I went to over the weekend.
That's good. Oh, that's right. You've already been to it.
Yeah, I already wore it. You saw pictures online.
Yes, we've heard about it. The Harry Carey.
Yeah.
Which let me draw a picture for you if you haven't seen it. Does anyone remember the cartoon Captain Caveman?
That's not what I look like.
Okay, blonde Jesus after the crucifixion.
I love blonde Jesus.
Blonde Jesus.
Was more closer to blonde Jesus. That's Captain Caveman's outfit was brown.
Well, yours was bloodstained. That'll once that oxidizes, it'll be brown.
I hate you so much.
Because I'm right. Mm. That's how it goes.
What was your favorite costume?
You know what? As a kid, I always dressed as a baseball player because that's what I wanted to be. I didn't go as like a cop or whatever. So, but my favorite Halloween costume of all time, we did a lip sync performance thing my first year in college, and we did Kiss.
Awesome.
So all four of us, full makeup of Kiss.
Wow.
And I was Ace Frehley because he was my favorite.
Nice.
And except we only had three dark wigs, so I was blonde Ace Frehley, which never existed. Blonde Ace Frehley is like a unicorn. It never actually existed.
Unicorns exist.
Except for that one moment in time at St. Joseph's College in Maine.
Aww. That's hilarious.
So that was my favorite one so far. But that's that.
I know I went as the Fonz a couple years as a kid.
Hey!
Yeah.
I went as a priest.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That was fun.
Yeah, I don't remember a lot of mine either. I mean, that's just kind of what it was. Because when you're a kid, they sort of come and go. I know I had a Batman costume when I was really little with, like, the plastic mask that you pull over your face.
Like, every kid used to have those costumes. Now they don't really exist like that.
I remember.
They just ignite.
They're made out of lead, and they will melt on you.
Right.
I
remember,
really
like, freshman year of college, my friend who was in that picture that you saw today that had the Day of the Dead mask that she had made. She did, like, a perfect Day of the Dead mask of her face. It was awesome. But she made me into this, like, crazy skeleton creature. And I remember another guy was, like, a mutant, and he had oatmeal stuck to his face. And I remember licking oatmeal off this guy's face at a party.
Aww.
So if you're the guy out there that I licked oatmeal off your face about 10 years ago, aww, good talking to you again.
So when I lived in D.C., for a couple of years, I'd just go as a tranny hot mess for Halloween. Because it was just funny.
Isn't that every day, Larry?
Pretty much. And so my landlords had a Halloween party. And so, because I lived like in the basement apartment and they lived above, and they had a huge Halloween party. They were really fun. And I had only known them for like a month. And Jackie, my best friend, comes up. And so we're like totally decked out for Halloween. We're upstairs. Their party's fun, but definitely they're more like, it was more of an adult party than like hot tranny mess walking in. So people were already like, who the fuck is this person? And I had huge Lee press-on nails on. And so we're talking. And Jackie, my best friend, who really isn't all that talkative in public situations sometimes, we're talking in front of these group of people, and they're like, wow, that's a good costume. I was like, yeah, look at my nails. And then Jackie, out of the blue, says, yeah, look how good they'd be to do coke off of. Now, I have never done drugs. Jackie has never really done drugs, and we don't do coke. And so the looks I got from these people were like, what the fuck? And I was just like, but we don't really do that. It was so bizarre.
Way to alienate people.
And I looked at her, I was like, why did you just say? She's like, I don't know why I just said that. I was like, oh, Lord. So they
awesome.
Liked me, but it was just a very awkward conversation.
Social Tourette's is what that is.
A little bit.
You know what I've now learned is that the Halloween music is repetitive. It's just like,
well, this
a
is different,
bars.
Dude. This is the Exorcist music. I've moved on to another song.
Oh, it all sounds kind of just creepy and Well, I guess they can't be that, because part of what makes it chilling is knowing that common theme. So I guess it makes sense they would all sound sort of like that eerie.
Yeah, I mean, these are both like 70s horror themes.
Ooh, can I do my scary voice?
Yes.
Love it. Okay, ready?
I am evil.
That's my favorite voice. Right? Because it doesn't sound like me at all.
I will eat you from the inside out.
See, it's just
Are you
kinda
like
fun.
Sucking air in when you talk?
I can't divulge my trade secrets.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My name is Mel.
Whatever.
I like to eat chocolate sauce. Worship my body, you whore.
See, it's just kind of fun. I sometimes answer my phone in my office like that. And who it is? Oh my God, what just happened?
You said, worship my body, you whore.
No, I didn't.
What are you talking about?
Oh, we've lost control.
Oh, wow.
I should talk like that one whole day to see what would happen.
No, well. All right,
I want ranch, please. And a side of broccoli.
People are going to think you had a trach.
Oh, my God. You should, every drive-through you go through should be that voice.
I would like a number 4 and a 5.
I think I should.
He just
hot.
Shorted out his mic for a second there.
I scared the microphone.
You did just for wow. a second. Oh, okay. Hang on. I'm going to pot Larry down for just 1 second. Mel.
Yes.
Say something while I do this.
Well. Oh, I know what I can say. So, I know we were going to do a Halloween show today, and I was thinking of scary movies, and I haven't seen a lot of scary movies. And I
really? Just,
yeah. Well, I mean, I've seen, like, Exorcist and Poltergeist and the classics, but I haven't seen anything like Saw or Hostel, the recent
scary.
Stuff. Because it's more like, I don't know, like, that's just gory. And
It's
but Paranormal Activity is not really gory at all.
I haven't seen any of those. I haven't seen The Ring. None
you
of
need
these.
To see Paranormal Activity.
But I met a guy tonight who is horror movie fanatic, and he's the most adorable guy ever. His name is Just Jeff.
Is he gay?
How could he not be?
He works at Starbucks. I'm not going to say which one, but he's amazing, smart, and knows a ton about scary movies and books.
Is he dapper looking?
He's totally cute.
He's not your type at all, though. A little. Boo.
Yeah, he's not a big bear. But he was sweet and he was smart and he's super friendly and I just wanted to say hi, Jeff.
Did he play with your boobies?
He couldn't. Well, I
not at Starbucks.
There was people there.
I worked at Starbucks, I'd play with boobies all the time. Like, here's your latte, boobies.
And we should have had him call in because he seemed to have an endless knowledge of horror movies. But maybe another day.
Well, here's what I thought we would do rather than just blather on about horror movies in particular.
Ooh.
I thought we'd do something along the lines of reliving them through horror movie trailers.
Oh, I'm not going to sleep tonight, y'all.
I don't know which one this is.
You will. They start slow. They're old.
Somewhere between science and superstition, there is another world. The world of darkness.
Is this Days of Our Lives?
Poltergeist?
I'm not good with old horror movies at all.
Nobody
don't tell
expected
us.
It. Right,
is this
nobody
a PETA commercial for those abused cats?
And nothing could stop it.
The blob, the thing, the creature from the Black Lagoon.
As most priests.
The Exorcist.
There you go.
Titanic 2.
Say she's a demon. She says she's the devil.
Exorcist.
Himself.
God,
I am the devil.
That thing upstairs isn't my daughter.
I like this. Have you guys been to DC? You can go to the steps of the Exorcist.
There's nothing wrong with my daughter except in her mind.
Can you fall down them?
You know for a fact
yes.
that an exorcism wouldn't do any good. You tell me that.
That sounds like a cartoon. It sounds like a cartoon.
The only hope.
The only hope.
The Exorcist.
I don't know if I've actually. I don't think I've seen The Exorcist.
Oh, you should see The Exorcist. Keep an eye on your cable box.
Now they've made about 1 million more of them since the original, and I haven't seen those.
Yeah,
I saw one of the most recent ones.
Yeah, you got to see the original one. Most of these older horror movies, the original one is just, even though they don't necessarily have the effects, they're just way cooler because it was sort of a purer concept at that point. And by say the old one, I'm thinking like, you know, 70s, early 80s.
That's old.
And here's
Did
one.
Did they have movies back then?
Aww.
Oh, Larry.
Aww. You sounded like a three-part harmony there.
Aww. Here's one you might recognize, Larry. Mel, you own it all. It's more recent.
Jurassic Park.
It's a horror movie.
That was scary for me.
Okay, that's not a horror movie. That's
camera on.
Blair Witch Project.
Oh, no, I know this.
Blair Witch Project.
It's one of my favorites.
Damn it.
Paranormal Activity.
Yes, Paranormal Activity.
What a paranormal phenomenon.
The Blair Witch trailer was really not good in this format, so I didn't have it.
Love. Oh, Paranormal Activity is freaky.
And there's the third one is out now.
Yeah, it's doing awesome.
I wouldn't sleep.
And the thing I like about Paranormal Activity is one was made for like $8, pretty much. It's all creative.
It was all the high-def camera.
It was scary as hell. We just watched Paranormal Activity 2 on Saturday night, and whoa, it freaked me out.
I'll haunt you from the inside.
You cannot run from this little farm. Mel, don't look so scared.
You're not in control.
What's happening to me?
Please bring out the message.
If it's not a
ghost, she's gonna die.
What is it?
Paranormal activity.
Okay.
I like to scare Mel. She looks very frightened.
Yes, but I don't want Mel to pee on my couch.
That's a horror movie right there.
Yeah, it is.
Meow.
Yeah, it is. You're going to need to dry clean my cushions if you do that.
Ooh. Yeah. I don't like scary movies.
You really should go see Paranormal Activity.
No.
It's really smart, I think.
I won't, and you can't make me, so fuck off.
Actually, what you really should do is like sit down on cable when there's something on cable, like, let's say, this movie, which we just heard the theme
Halloween
for.
Halloween night. A small American town.
It's the synopsis.
15 years ago.
Is this the Tonya Harding story? It might be. Is this an older one?
Yeah.
Michael?
I don't know. Halloween?
It is Halloween. Halloween.
What's the story of Halloween? So there's this guy, Michael Myers, that kills people. That's basically it?
Yeah, well, he was sent away.
Why?
Well, I think they talk about that in the trailer.
Oh.
It is so cool.
That's a dance song. The backbeat's a dance song.
You think everything is a dance song.
That was a dance song. Legitimately.
Exploring uncharted territory.
It's totally charted.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
The only reason she babysits to have
a Halloween.
Ooh. That's weird.
They're coming for you. They're coming for you, Mel.
Do you know I just thought of about Halloween?
What's that?
So, I'm going to admit to something kind of naughty, but not really. So, sophomore year of high school, maybe it's junior year, the youth group of my church, we went to a place called the Haunted Hoochie, which in and of itself is kind of funny. But I went strictly because my neighbor, who I went to school with forever, who I'll just own up, Brian Willetch, who I had a crush on, he was the first crush I ever had. We went, but he was really scared. And we walked in, he got really scared, and he jumped on my back. Oh, my God. I went through the haunted house with him 3 times. He's like, oh, I want to go again. He's like, are you sure it's scary? I was like, yeah, I do. It was pretty awesome. That was like my first date ever. So gay dudes, take your straight friends to the house. Oh, thinking about it brings back memories.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Brian Willett, for listening. This is so awkward.
We went to the Six Flags Discovery Kingdom Fright Fest thing, and that was fun. They had good haunted houses. They had bunches of them. They were good. There was one that was all clowns that I really liked.
So I want to go to the Disneyland one.
Oh, yeah.
Did either of you ever at any point be part of a haunted house or something like that where you were part one of the actors in it?
No, I got asked to. There's one here in Midtown, and they asked me a couple times, and I had conflicts every year. Yeah.
I did one. I did it once in high school, and we took one of the classrooms and set it up. And it really, really super basic stuff where It was just sort of dividers, and you walked through, and there was, of course, the bowl full of pasta.
That
was
like, I love that stuff.
Yeah, just really kind of cool. So nothing incredibly scary, and my job was to, at a certain point, come out and go, mwah! And I had a flannel shirt and some makeup on or something like that. And it was for the little kids. It was like for the kids from the elementary school to come up. And it was supposed to be like, you know, a school thing. And we're in the high school, and the elementary school was in a different building.
And you dressed up like a lesbian?
Yes.
Because you had flannel and bad makeup on?
Listen, Larry, it was a Catholic school. Lesbians didn't exist.
They are called nuns.
Hey, now. So anyway, I remember doing this, and we had like about three or four kids that came through, and they were having a great time. And then the next group of kids came through, and one of the girls in my class came through and was like, no, don't do anything, kids scared. And the kid is coming through and crying, like tears streaming down.
That's awesome.
So, I get like that.
So petrified. And it was on the very first thing, and I don't remember what the first thing was. I just know everything got more either shocking or frightening as you went through. I think the bowl of Jell-O got her.
Oh my
honestly
gosh.
Wow.
It was very early on in the whole process. But
have you guys seen that webpage where there's a haunted house, I think it's in Canada, hi Canada, where they take pictures of people right when they're scared and they keep posting them?
Oh, that's awesome.
It's all these like really brave big dudes like freaking the fuck out, like I will try to find it so we can post it on our webpage.
That would be awesome.
It's really
like
funny.
Throw it on the Facebook
it's
fan
really
page.
It's really funny.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of the Facebook fan page, we more than doubled our Facebook fans in the last week.
Woo!
Which is really exciting because we went from 14 to 29.
That's awesome.
That's
and that's my
deal.
Lucky number.
It is. It's that's nice. And also on the webpage, NateDarlingShow.com, there is a link right to our Facebook page where you can like us. So
has my mom liked our Facebook page yet?
I don't believe so.
I had a bunch of friends. So thanks to each and every one of you who liked the page in the last 2 weeks.
And I was at brunch the other day with Tiffany and our friend
Tiffany.
Of ours. Hi, Tiffany. And her friend Dana. And Dana downloaded 3 episodes right at brunch.
Nice.
She's like, ooh, I know a friend that has a podcast. Excited. I was like, oh my.
So the word is getting out, and we appreciate it. And also, if you'd like to help us out, you can also post a review on iTunes. That's also a big help to us. So Eric, if you download the show on iTunes, Eric in Portland, the letter you wrote to us, you put that as a review on iTunes, that would be a huge help.
And just Jeff, you can too now.
And and Larry would love you for
I'll
it.
See you soon,
Larry
sir,
would love you long time.
Eric. Ooh.
We're talking a long time. We're talking, we'll need a midday snack.
All right, getting back to the Halloween horror. Who's the king of horror novels, Mel? You said you like to read horror more than see movies.
True.
Who is the king of horror?
Well, the most commonly accepted, I would say, is Stephen King.
Uh-huh.
Though I like Wes Craven, and I like Dean Koontz.
The unknown. The nightmare. In Gatlin, Nebraska, that nightmare is in the corn.
Children of the Corn.
Yeah, it is.
Stephen King's Children of the Corn.
Such a creepy short story.
Very.
Praise God! Praise the Lord!
Whenever groups of people come at me saying praise the Lord, I'm frightened. When they have scythes, it's even more scary.
The fact they made that a whole movie is pretty remarkable.
Yeah, they took a short story and made a whole movie.
Well, they've done that with a lot of Stephen King.
Ooh, like It? That, to me, is one scary
Shawshank
movie.
Shawshank Redemption?
Yeah, it's not really scary.
But no. It was a short story.
It didn't have a clown that haunted my dreams. Did you see It?
I
should have an It's party where we eat It's and watch the movie It.
Children of the
Yeah, no. We should.
I am evil.
Yeah, we should. I can throw that in there.
Oh, we should so do that. We should do that like on Monday, on Halloween night. We should go to Larry's and watch horror movies.
From New World Pictures.
New World Pictures, Mel.
Don't be scared, Mel.
No, I don't like it.
You're so pretty.
Okay.
You're so pretty, Mel.
All right, Mel. Now, up to now, we've sort of been living the horror movies through the trailers. This one, the trailer, because in the 70s, movie trailers were kind of hit or miss. This one, I thought I would take some audio from part of the movie, and let's see if you recognize the movie. We're going to take something right from the middle of the movie. It's like you're right in the middle of the horror movie now.
Oh, geez.
Are you ready?
All right.
Little pig, let me come in.
Oh, I know this one.
Not by the hair on your chinny chin chin.
Think about it. You know it.
You do.
Then I'll puff.
You want a clue?
Stephen King.
Olive oil.
Oh, The Shining.
Yeah, red rum, red rum, red rum.
Coming through the door with the axe.
How did that movie end?
Who cares?
How did it end? It ended in the maze. In the maze, and Danny ran into the maze. The book ended differently, but in the movie, I believe he ran into the maze and froze to death.
Oh.
Yeah, Stephen King books always end differently than the movie, pretty much.
Yeah. That's weird.
Speaking of your Halloween costume, Mel, the book Carrie, really incredibly good.
Yeah.
The movie, not as great.
Oh, I like the movie.
I don't know.
Oh, you know what I was thinking of?
I've seen the whole
thing. You know what I was thinking of? Was Christine. Christine. The book is really good. And the movie, not so much.
I didn't see the movie.
It's about a possessed car.
Yeah. Named Christine.
Oh,
yeah, the car's name is Christine's. But,
Oh, Carrie's the one where the prom and the blood.
Right, Zizi Spacek.
That's hell, yeah.
All right.
Coal miner's daughter.
So The Shining was so good, I thought I would take something else. It's The Simpsons homage to The Shining. However, the version I found is in a different language, so enjoy.
Oh my goodness.
What language is this?
Japanese?
No.
Chinese?
Greek?
Italian?
There you go.
It's Italian. You know, my first instinct was that it was Italian, but then it sounded like he said, Freddy Krueger's son.
You're kind of right.
Then I went with
that. Do you know Japanese?
Yeah, I do. Arigato.
Are you turning Japanese?
Arigato.
Oh my.
Do you know, The Simpsons just got renewed. Those people who make the voices make so much money for like 4 minutes of work.
Good luck.
It's ridiculous. And Nancy Cartwright gives all of her money to Scientology.
Oh.
Do-do-do-do. Crazy.
Now.
Scientology scares me. That is what scares me.
Right.
Here is a movie. And this isn't like 70s movie. It's a little bit newer movie. And this one I saw in the theater. It's one of the few movies that actually really, really scared me and sort of stuck with me. And
now pronounce your Chuck and Larry.
Yes, that one.
That was actually an amazing movie.
Sure it was.
Hello, Kevin James. Meow.
All right, are you ready for this one, Mel? Get
ready.
Get ready to be scared.
All right.
This one takes a couple seconds. Here we go.
Mel, if you're scared, you can hold my hand.
Thanks. If you look in the mirror, you say his name 5 times.
Bloody Mary.
In cities everywhere.
Candyman.
Candyman.
Whisper his name.
Candyman, Candyman, Candyman.
Candyman.
It's just a story.
It is
Candyman.
So creepy.
Candyman. What's the movie? Is it called Candyman?
Yes.
Oh,
Candy. Story.
Candyman.
Never heard of it.
Candyman.
Then you should watch it.
No.
Attributing the daily horrors of their lives to a mythical figure.
The legend first appeared in 1819.
So the movie is set in the housing projects in Chicago, so like this really bleak urban landscape, and this white journalist goes into the towers in Cabrini Green, which is sort of the projects in Chicago, and she's sort of investigating for some paper or whatever the legend of the Candyman, that if you say his name 5 times, he'll appear.
Okay.
And he does. And then he kills you.
Oh, dear.
Who is that?
I came for you.
Do I know?
Yeah, he did.
Now she is about to discover.
Helen? Get out! Get out!
What's behind the mystery?
You're sick.
What's behind the legend?
Listen, he's under the bed!
And is he totally supernatural?
Sort of, yeah.
You have to see the movie.
It'll never happen.
Why not?
I can't watch these movies. I can read the books, but I cannot watch these movies.
It's scary.
I know.
Candyman, you don't have to believe. Just beware.
Such a good horror movie. And I think that came out like 15 years ago.
No, thank you.
And they made a sequel,
it's
too.
It's been longer than 15 years, hasn't it? Because Friends was out 15 years ago. I mean, it's on TV land.
Listen, Mr. Timeline. I said at least 15 years ago, but it's not like 70s. It's somewhere in the 90s. It came out somewhere in the 90s. Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln was alive at least 15 years ago. No, I didn't say that right.
I'm pretty sure the Urban Dictionary.
It's been at least 15 years since Abraham Lincoln was alive.
The Urban Dictionary definition for an Abraham Lincoln was born like 15 years ago.
Ooh, what's that?
You're going to have to look it up.
I'm going to look it up.
Go ahead and look up the Abraham Lincoln. You
is
can figure it out.
Is it a straight term?
Yeah, actually it is. You'll enjoy it. In the meantime, let's travel back in time to the early 70s. Now, this, they did a reimagining
of. How
many
of these are you going to do to
me? We're going
to
do a
They're scary.
I know. That's the whole point of a Halloween show, Mel.
Oh.
That's the whole point. Because we could talk about what a movie is about, but to really sort of experience it.
What happened was true.
It was true. So it's scary. Larry found the Abe Lincoln.
The most bizarre and brutal series of crimes in America.
That's a chicken, by the way. Be afraid. Chicken coming to get you.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
There you go.
I was thinking where chickens would be in a movie.
No, it's... A lot of screaming, which is always good for a horror movie.
I believe I went to a sleepover when I was little and they were going to show this movie and we made it through about 10 seconds and we all chickened out.
Oh, yeah. This is not for little kids.
What's the Abe Lincoln?
Okay, so speaking of being scared, I have to read what an Abe Lincoln is. This is not for young ears.
No, it's not.
Please cover them. An Abraham Lincoln, this is what it says in Urban Dictionary. Shave your pubes and hold them in your hand. Get your mate to give you a blowjob, and when you come on her face, throw the trimmed curlies onto your semen-soaked partner's face, and she will be left with a striking resemblance to Abraham Lincoln.
Paul, don't get any ideas. I will punch you in the face.
Used in a sentence, my girlfriend looked very presidential after I gave her an Abraham Lincoln.
Wow.
They did not teach that in history class.
They did not. But
ew, that's so foul.
That's disgusting.
Well, that's why it's on Urban Dictionary. Urban Dictionary is not known for its good taste and quality things.
Ew, there's other ones. There's other definitions.
There's other presidents or what?
No,
or
no,
other
no,
definitions.
No.
Abraham Lincoln, when your girl is watching a movie and you're masturbating in the other room, you run in and shoot her in the head with your jacket screaming, Sic Semper Tyrannis. My girlfriend was watching Titanic last night, so I Abraham Lincoln'd her.
That is not okay.
There are some very messed up people. Ew! When having sex with a chick, knock her out, then jizz on her face around her mouth. Shave off both her and your pubes and stick them on her face. Stick a top hat on her.
What?
Stick a top hat on her.
Too complicated.
Put your head in her hoo-ha and have her sit on your shoulders and walk around. Because Abraham Lincoln was so tall.
That is ridiculous.
See, now they just went silly. They went to crazy town.
Oh, totally. Shit. I didn't know Abraham Lincoln had titties.
That is crazy town.
I haven't. Who wants a Halloween costume? That was scary.
Need a partner for that.
You straight people are weird.
Okay.
I'm not one of those people. Mm-hmm.
Let me take you on a journey to Long Island, New York.
Oh, I know this one.
My friend actually lives not very far from this place in Amityville.
It's the kind of house they don't build anymore.
Nope.
A relic of a time when the world wasn't in such a hurry. When there was still time for a little charm and elegance.
Elegance,
if
you will.
It has stood empty for a long while.
Mm-hmm.
And at the price, it is a bargain.
A steal, if you will.
For a growing young family, it is almost too good to be true.
Can't pass it up.
I love it.
James Brolin, Margot Kidder, Rod Steiger in the Amityville Horror.
God's peace in this house.
Have you read the Amityville Horror, Mel?
No, I have not.
You should. It was supposed to be a true story. It's since been completely debunked as fiction. But it's quite a read.
I think it's a true story still.
Father Delaney, there's something very important.
The psycho music. In true story, if you go to Amityville, New York, and they've changed the way the house looks from the movie, but if you go to Amityville, New York, and try and like stand on the sidewalk in the neighborhood, because it's in a neighborhood, the locals will drive by and yell profanity at you and tell you to get the fuck out of their neighborhood.
Wow.
Yeah, because, I mean, would you really
they're
want
over
to...
it?
Oh, they're so over it. That's what he makes Streisand yell.
28 days after the Lutz family moved into their dream house, they were running for their lives. What happened to them is an experience in terror you will never forget, and you will believe in the Amityville horror.
Oh, Amity, we're still listening to Amityville.
From the best film that made millions believe in the unbelievable.
So this one's just about like a possessed house?
Yeah. Well, the backstory is there were murders in the house.
And like the souls are...
Yeah, that sort of thing. I love the big flourish of music at the end.
Oh, I just got breaking news.
Oh, what's the breaking news, Larry?
Guess who got sent home from Dancing with the Stars?
Chaz
Bono!
Aww.
Yeah, Chaz Bono, not a good dancer. But Chaz Bono, someone was remarking yesterday that Chaz Bono is the first person ever to go on Dancing with the Stars and not lose an ounce of weight.
Aww, is that true?
He was a big dude to begin with.
Yeah. And I saw a video yesterday, and then, you know, whatever, I don't care either way, but yeah, there's all, like, Kirstie Alley lost, like, what, 60, 70 pounds?
Oh, a ton, yeah.
And Chaz not so much, but I mean...
She's also on testosterone, which fucks up your weight.
Yeah, and probably makes you look puffier than you really are in certain things. So it may not be that. It may just be the way everything looks. So breaking news for all you Dancing with the Stars fans.
Poor Chaz.
We should make a tranny horror film.
I'm sure there's got to be one out
there. No, that's not like porn or like Skinamax.
A B level.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a bitch.
No,
like what?
You know, a B movie.
As long as it's not a zombie movie, because I am so over that.
Lifetime needs to make horror movies. Like a girl battering anorexia and in a demon. That would be amazing.
Wasn't that Buffy?
I wasn't really on the Buffy train, but people love that show.
I love me some Buffy.
You would.
Oh, hi.
This is probably my favorite horror movie.
One. Two.
There's a lot of counting in this trailer.
Three.
This is old, isn't it?
Yeah, it's from the late 70s.
I have no idea what this is.
We weren't doing anything. We were just messing with it.
Four.
Camp Crystal Lake.
Five.
Jason Voorhees.
That's the killer.
The Jason movies. Jason.
Freddy Krueger? I have no idea what this is.
Jason, wait, don't tell me. It's not the Halloween movies, and it's not the Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nightmare Before Christmas? Nightmare on Elm Street.
You know, it's the Jason. Kill.
Can I help you?
Don't tell me what it is. I want to think of it. Fuck.
Hello?
Eight.
Come on, Larry.
I have no idea what
is. You only have five left.
I was going to say, how long does this go on for?
Four. You've got four more. To figure it out.
Ten.
You've only got three more to figure it out.
I don't know. Larry, it's the most popular one ever. You have Mike Myers and Jason Voorhees and Freddy Krueger. Those are the top three.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
That was Freddy Krueger.
You've only got two left.
I don't know.
12. Friday.
The 13th.
The 13th.
He's counting and I'm giving you the
bat. You shut up. I haven't seen these. This is all basically for my generic pop culture knowledge. Larry was no fucking help.
I didn't know what that was. There's a lot of counting. All these horror movies kind of sound the same.
It's the same guy who does the trailer voice. That was the one thing that I was kind of amused by. It's the same guy who does the voice in virtually all the trailers.
Who does the voice for ours?
For our show?
Yeah.
It's a guy I work with. His name is Michael Bergman.
I always wonder who that is.
He is a fellow tribesman of yours.
Oh, yeah? Huh.
Really? You have math on that?
He grew up in Cincinnati?
It's true.
I feel like for any of these horror movies, you literally could change out the music with any of them and the pictures, and they'd still all be the same.
Well, yes and no. It's really all about the buildup. Like in the original, and you know, if I'm ruining it for you, you really just forget about it. You'll see it anyway. the original Friday the 13th, you don't see Jason until like the last few minutes of the movie. Even though there's killing going on throughout a good portion of it, you don't see the killer. And that was what was kind of cool about horror movies in the 70s and the 80s, even before that, is you didn't necessarily see the monster that was killing everybody until the very end. It wasn't just, ah, here he is, I'm going to kill you and tear you apart.
Yeah, I prefer movies where you don't see them at all, like Blair Witch and Paranormal Activity.
Why? Was the reason you didn't, was it because it was from his point of view when he was killing people, or they just, it was always in the dark, or from behind something?
You didn't necessarily see the kill as gory as you might think. So it was like, there was the music, and then there was the suspense, and then there was all of a sudden, you know, it cuts to a shot away, and then there's a dead body there, or, you know, something like that. The movies I'm suggesting that you see, Mel, aren't the ones that are necessarily going to really super creep you out. I think Halloween is the first one is a fantastic movie. I think Friday the 13th is a great movie.
It's no Blair Witch.
Yes, it was shot on professional cameras.
No, I like when they don't show it to you. Like, you did it, like, I like that more. It's more scary to me.
Well, these movies don't show you what's going on. It's a lot of suspense and build up and hinting at.
Ooh, I actually, one of the fun, I don't remember the name, but Marsha Brady was in this horror movie, but it was like a slasher comedy. It was like about, she was a police officer. It was in the Valley. It was good.
Of course she was.
I'll have to find the name of it.
Now, this is a horror movie that's not that old, and it stars one of my favorites, Michael Keaton. And that's the only reason I watched it was because it starred Michael Keaton.
Batman?
Like, no. Oh, I'm going to... Huey Lewis on the news? Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. That's not it.
Mr. What? Mom?
That skipped ahead. That skipped ahead.
Mr. Mom?
I'm watching Mr. Mom. Here we go.
What you are about to hear is real. It has not been edited or enhanced. It is the voice of Ruth Baxter. This voice was recorded in August 2003. Ruth Baxter died in 1987. Electronic voice phenomenon, EVP, is the process by which the dead, through sound and image, communicate with the living through the static and white noise of modern electronic devices.
It's a really detailed trailer.
It needed to be. I saw the trailer and I'm like, Michael Keaton, I am all in. This is going to be so cool. And then I finally saw it on DVR. It took me 5 sittings to get through the whole movie.
What is it?
It's called White Noise.
Yeah.
Basically, the idea, it doesn't exist anymore because we have digital TV. But the idea was that the dead communicated to the living with the living through static.
Like how Carol Ann did.
Yeah,
kind of.
So that was the idea behind it. And so he, you know, someone introduced him to this. He lost his wife, and somebody introduced him to this idea, and then he got obsessed with it, and he was warned not to do it. And the guy that introduced him to it ended up getting killed. And it becomes this giant snowball of mess that just goes on.
So how did talking to the dead lead to getting killed by?
I don't remember.
It was a dumb movie.
Okay, you have to stop playing with your mic stand because it keeps popping in my ears.
Oh, I like when I pop in your ears.
So that's why. Don't see White Noise. But I like the way the trailer starts.
You can't like a trailer that has to explain its premise in such detail.
That's what the Blair Witch Project did. Do you not remember? Yes, it did.
Blair Witch was like, okay, there are these kids. They're making a movie. They disappeared. Which, if you were in Ohio at the time, they advertised Ohio State that these people were missing. Like about a few months before the movie came out, they put out real ads and said they were missing. And it was brilliant marketing. It was one of the first real... brilliant uses of guerrilla marketing.
You know, your love of Blair Witch Project reminds me of your love of candy corn. Most people think it sucks.
Blair Witch is one of the highest grossing horror movies of all time.
Tyler Perry is the highest paid man in Hollywood.
That's an exaggeration and not accurate.
Okay. Their early work was this is a great slasher film, not so much a horror movie.
When Sports came out in 83.
It's the only slasher sort of movie that I will laugh at.
whole album has a clear, crisp sound.
Christian Bale explaining Huey Lewis in the News to his co-worker.
That really gives the songs a big boost.
Christian Bale, then it's got to be the American Werewolf. No?
You're half right.
American Werewolf in London.
To Elvis Costello.
No,
but I think
American
Huey
Psycho.
American
bitter,
Psycho.
Cynical sense
I knew it was
humor.
Something like that. I haven't seen either of them.
Yes, Alan? Why are there copies of the style section all over the place? Do you have a dog?
He spread newspaper on the floor.
No, Helen.
Is that a raincoat?
Yes, it is. In 87, Huey released this. Their most accomplished album. I think they're
now he's talking of the intro to the song with an axe in his hand.
The song's so catchy, most people probably don't listen to the lyrics. But they should, because it's not just about the pleasures of conformity and the importance of trends. It's also a personal statement about the band itself. Hey, Paul!
How is this a horror movie?
Because he's killing him while he's talking about
it. It's a slasher. It's a slasher movie.
Oh. He's axing him into pieces.
The thump you heard was him splitting Paul's head open like a cantaloupe with an axe.
I'm confused.
Is it the Huey Lewis in the News?
This sounds weird.
American Psycho. You should read the book, Mel.
Okay.
Bret Easton Ellis.
Okay.
That Less Than Zero. Really, really spiffy stuff. Big print. Won't take long to get through.
Oh, excellent.
People love Lip. Love that.
I need, frankly, I need, if anybody in the Sacramento area has some really good reading material, I need a couple books for my trip for Thanksgiving, so let me know.
You know who has really good reading material?
Don't say the library, because I'll punch you in the sack.
It's free, too. Anyone can go in.
The problem is I can never get what I want when I want from the library. Everything's always checked out, and I always end up with random stuff that I don't even want. When I go in for something, it's never there.
Have you read Chelsea Handler's books?
No.
You really should. It's a laugh out loud funny.
Okay.
It's Are You There, God? It's Me, Vodka. Literally one of the funniest
I was
going to
say, does it come with a free shot of vodka?
On the plane it does.
Yeah, I would need a free bottle of vodka to get through that. That's
it's
all
really,
I'm saying.
She's really funny. Her book's all, and I don't read fiction, so I can only read nonfiction.
So Mel, have you ever needed a roommate?
What do you mean?
Like, you got a place.
In this city.
Yeah.
On this street.
Oh, all these sound the
same. Had some bad roommates.
Apartment.
Oh, single white female.
Yes.
Hi.
Oh,
are
see,
you
now
well?
This
Jeff,
I think I saw.
I'm Hedra Carlson.
This
Hedra,
is...
that's unusual. When can you move in?
Like, takes her life.
An angry roommate brought a stranger
exactly.
into Allison's life.
Starts dressing like her, dyes her
Someone
hair like her.
Creepy.
Beautiful.
Who shares.
Has sex with her boyfriend.
It's kind of fun having a girlfriend again.
Someone.
And then kills Steven Weber from Wings with a high-heeled stiletto.
Kind of an anniversary tonight. Really?
That is...
Who cares?
Where the hell
Who
are
cares?
You? Making me feel like I'm 16 years old here.
Someone who borrows.
I've got a surprise for you.
Everything.
You gotta be kidding. I love myself like this. It was like looking at myself.
That's unveiling the new haircut.
Someone who steals.
Hey, sleepy guy.
Ellie?
No, not Ellie.
Someone who would kill to be her.
Possible blood stains.
Gotta help me, Graham.
She's a lunatic, Ellie.
It's actually a really cool movie. Bridget Fonda, when she was young and cute, and Jennifer Jason Leigh, post Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
This movie's really old. Like
oh, yeah. This
20,
is,
25 years.
It's like 20 years old, like 89, 90, somewhere in there. Well, Bridget Fonda was young. I think that's kind of your hint on that one.
I wasn't allowed to see this movie. I was too young.
Single white female. Living with a roommate can be murder.
I can definitely agree with that sentiment. I had some pretty fucked up roommates.
I really, really miss when every movie had a tagline like that. When
yeah.
It's like, I have to come up with something cool. But those days are gone by. Now, this might take away a little bit of the scary for you, though.
Oh, Scooby-Doo.
Everybody's this was the most ridiculous monster show ever. I mean, it was like the Mystery Machine, and you're going out and solving mysteries.
And abandoned amusement parks.
Abandoned factories.
That was the best part.
Apparently a lot of foreclosures in the 60s and 70s, and they took advantage of that by making cartoons.
One of the favorite places I've ever been to was in Morocco, in Casablanca, which is one of the ugliest cities ever. But they had an abandoned amusement park that was still kind of open. And I was convinced we were going to find a shady old man running it, but we didn't.
Who would have gotten away with it if it hadn't been for you meddling kids?
And I was with Jackie, and she was very nervous because it was like, oh my God, we're going to find him. I was going in like the like ride shack things. Like, we need to find him. And she was afraid we were going to end up in Moroccan prison.
Oh.
I like Scooby-Doo.
You know what? You'd have thought that at a certain point, With the whole Scooby-Doo gang,
they would have stopped doing weed all the time.
Yeah, I mean, that's really all it was. That was the code, and parents let their kids watch that without any idea.
Yeah, man, we need Scooby things, man.
Yeah, Casey Kasem, who was the voice of Shaggy.
He's still alive, Casey Kasem.
Yes, he was. He is still alive. He's still kicking. He's still dating or still married to a much younger woman, and.
This a god last goddamn time. I want somebody to use his fucking brain.
You love that clip.
I do. Well, I referenced Casey Kasem, so I had to bring it up. I'm sorry.
I like Casey Kasem.
Yeah. Okay. So that was a Scooby. But you would have thought word would have gotten around that there was a crime fighting group of stoners and a big dog that would bust you even if you dressed up like a monster.
It was before the internet or Twitter. People didn't know how to communicate.
You might be able to scare them for a little bit, but Fred in his ascot would not be frightened off.
That's damn strange.
Because Fred's ascot was like Batman's utility belt.
That's right.
Even though it never came off and never did anything.
Does Scooby-Doo have a Twitter account?
It could be.
That'd be awesome. I'm going to look it up right now.
Yeah, except it's probably a rapper who calls himself Scooby-Doo. Something like that. Because that's kind of how it goes. Anyway, so that's kind of it for our Halloween episode.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, before we go, because I wanted to talk about this a little bit. Larry?
Yes?
What is your biggest fear? The one thing that scares you or that you dread more than anything else? I think this is kind of a good way to go out on Halloween.
I have a lot, but this is lame. I don't think it's lame because it's authentically my biggest fear is to be a boring person. Oh my God, Mel just rolled her eyes at me so much. No, seriously, like my biggest fear one day is just to wake up and be like a boring person.
Okay, then I'm totally going to just chop your legs off, puncture your face, put spiders and bugs all over you and shit in your mouth.
Yeah.
But you'll be boring and that's going to be what you're scared of. Douche.
My body, bitch.
No, I mean, that's probably like my biggest fear. Things that I'm really afraid of, like really truly scared of, are snakes, cobras specifically. I don't like them. And onions.
You're afraid of onions?
I think they're disgusting. And people put them in everything.
Well, I don't like onions, but I'm not scared of an onion.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not scared of... I'm not really scared of anything like goblins or... I'm afraid of straight people occasionally.
Being set on fire.
In pickup trucks, mostly?
Sometimes. If I'm in Texas. Yeah, I guess that's what I'm afraid of.
Mel, do you want me to go next or do you want to go next?
Go for it.
It's hard to answer.
My biggest fear, no, not for me. My biggest fear is to be impaled on something.
Like
to fall from someplace and
I
to have
somebody
something.
That had that happen.
Oh.
Really?
Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
But you would die instantly, wouldn't
no,
you?
No,
no,
you wouldn't.
Lots of people don't. That's a problem. Then
no.
You're stuck impaled.
Yeah, there was in Burlington, Vermont, there was this kid who went out drinking one night. I know this sounds like a horror story, but it's actually true. And he got locked out of the house where he was living. And so he's like, all right, well, I'll just climb up to the second floor. And he's drunk, and he's trying to go in through the window. Well, he loses his footing and falls backwards and ends up getting impaled on the gas pipe coming out of the ground. And he's found the next day, and the pipe is going up through his abdomen and out the other side. He lived all night like that.
So he lived?
No, he died in the hospital.
Oh, well.
But he lived all night like that with the thing piercing up through him, like falling off the side of something and then just like having like a stick jab up underneath my ribs and like hold me so I couldn't fall to my death, but just I'm stuck there.
I mean, you're gonna die somehow. At least it's not lame.
Well, yeah, no, it's a horrible,
with all due respect to his family, and I'm sure it's very tragic,
it's a horrible suffering death.
Yeah,
that's not fun.
But at least that wasn't boring.
Suffer.
Mel, what's your biggest fear?
Let's see. Well, I guess on sort of a low level, I'm afraid of bugs and spiders. But my real biggest fear, I think, is kind of like what you were saying. It's ending up sort of near death, but not dead. Like, I either want to be dead or not dead. Like, I don't want to be so handicapped or so in pain or so impaired that I'm not me anymore and I can't control it. Like, being trapped inside my own body.
So do you support euthanasia?
Yes, I do. Mm. You know,
what about old people in Asia?
What a way for me to bring them down, everybody.
Remember the movie, oh shit, Johnny Got His Gun?
Oh yeah, the one that used
that's
the Metallica
kind of
video.
That's kind of my biggest fear. Like, he had no arms, no legs, he was trapped in his body, he couldn't really communicate. Like, that to me is horror.
Mm.
And you can't even kill yourself. You're stuck.
Yeah.
Pull the fucking plug on me, folks.
Now imagine if he didn't know Morse code to tap it out with his head.
Right?
Because I'd be screwed. I mean, I'd be like,
Yeah, but you don't have to worry about a lot of stuff.
But you're trapped in your head.
You don't have to.
Yeah, we can.
Have you ever seen the movie?
Yeah.
But imagine how boring you'd be, Larry.
What a nightmare.
No.
Larry's like, no. I wouldn't be able to communicate or blink or anything like that. I'd just
but
be
I'd
ahead.
Sing songs and do a musical in my head.
You got really angry at my worst fear.
it rubbed me the wrong way. I'm sorry, I love you.
All right, let's save this. Let's go out on a high note. Now, when
where's the weed?
No. We're gonna
hugs, not drugs.
When you were a kid, what everybody when they're a kid has something that scared them.
Yeah, my father.
Aww.
He was terrifying. He still kind of is.
Aww.
So for me, the one thing that kind of scared me were like weird, creepy science fiction movies where they had little spacemen.
Oh.
And because
you're afraid of spacemen?
I am. When I was a little kid.
You don't want to be anal probed.
No, I do not. When I was a little kid, because when you're a little kid, like, close your eyes. I mean, you can even do it now. Like, if you close your eyes really tight.
My eyes are closed really tight.
You can start to see almost what looks like a star field or something like that coming at you.
Yeah.
So what would happen
it's
is.
Your rods and cones.
So what would happen is I would go and I would lay down. And I would go to bed and I would close my eyes to go to sleep. And I would start to see that. And then I would start to imagine creepy spacemen. And from outer space, because they had all these weird things on TV that scared me. So that was.
Did they come to Vermont?
Where else would they go, Larry?
Right.
Where would they go? Ohio?
Yeah, I don't know. Vermont. I don't know if they would. They'd go to like New York or California, Orlando. Every alien loves Disney World.
The whole point of the story, Larry, you dick,
is these are
fears that you had when you were a kid that when you look back on them are silly.
Ironically, I have a sort of a similar thing, not with the closing of my eyes, but in my bedroom as a kid, there was this abstract piece of art on the wall,
mm-hmm.
and we lived about, I don't know, maybe a quarter of a mile or less from a cemetery, and
ooh.
For some reason, the picture resembled to me a cemetery or the headstones, and so I used to be afraid that the ghosts or the spirits or the walking dead could come from the cemetery through the painting. And get into my room, and I was terrified
nice.
Of that freaking
That's
thing.
Spooky.
That is spooky.
Because it was too close for comfort. That cemetery was right up the street.
Larry, what about you? Did you have anything that you were afraid of as a kid?
Oh, tons of things.
When you look back on it, it's like, oh, that was just silly.
Lightning. I was terrified of lightning.
Yeah, but really? That will kill you.
But there was a couple places where people got hit by lightning, and they died, so I think that's part of the reason I was afraid of it. But really, something I was afraid of a lot with boogeymen, like bad men, because... I always made my parents check my room and stuff. I was convinced that they were boogeymen. And looking back, I understand why. Because, like, my dad is a policeman, and I was convinced they were always going to get me because I knew boogeymen could hurt my dad. And then when I was, like, in third and fourth grade, I got this paranoia fear. Our alarm system in our house would sometimes go off at random times, and it would scare the shit out of me. And it freaked my – if I ever went to someone's house that didn't have an alarm system, I got scared. I was like, someone's going to come in here and kill you, and no one's going to know. I was like, you need an alarm system. And everyone's like, what? I was like, you need an alarm system. So I didn't like to sleep at other people's houses because it made me nervous.
Larry's afraid of houses with no alarms.
And being boring.
And being boring.
Being boring.
You're so boring, you don't have an alarm. Lame.
That is terrible. And that's where we're gonna leave it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. It's our special Halloween episode. Hope you were a little bit frightened, a little bit scared.
Work up my body, you bitch.
So tell your friends that you love the Nate Darling Show, NateDarlingShow.com. So for my friend Mel.
Have a creepy weekend.
And my friend Larry.
Trick or treat, trick or treat. Give me something good to eat.
Mm.
be good, be scary, and have a fantastic Halloween.